Top of the five, we have one of the past recipients of the African American Achiever Awards as well. So you've seen her on 60 Minutes out of Palm Beach County. We have Miss Estella Python. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and I'm very happy to be here.
Miss Python, we know that you have been educating our kids for years and years, and you have a bus that you educate them on, this big bus that you use your retirement money to purchase. It's called Estella's Brilliant Bus, and you're looking to raise some funds so you can continue your work.
Estella Brilliant Bus is a mobile learning center where we provide education and technology for underserved children. And what we are about to do is launch our third Brilliant Mind Tech Innovation Tour, where we travel across the country providing education and technology for underserved children.
And Ms. Python, you brought some bright young minds that travel on this bus with you, youngsters. Jordan Jones, how are you today?
Doing very fine. How about yourself?
Quite well. And we have your sister, Alexandria Jones. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Now, Ms. Python, you're looking to raise some funds. You travel across the country, Innovation Tour. It takes place July 14th to July 26th. And tell me about the tour.
We'll be traveling across the eastern part of the United States, starting with Tallahassee, going to Alabama, Georgia, and back to Florida, stopping in 10 cities. And this is another effort that we are doing to launch our partnership with organizations in other states, education and technology.
On your bus, how many computer terminals do you have?
We have 17 learning station, computers, activities on the computer, but we also have two buses equipped with Wi-Fi.
And you target kids from low-income areas so you can educate them about this technology.
Yes. Estella's Brilliant Bus is not just a bus. It's a learning center. Our whole concept is to take the learning to them. Our effort is to help bridge the digital divide.
And these two youngsters that you have with you in the studio, how has your experience been, Alexandria?
My experience with the Brilliant Bus has been very great. When I went on the tour the first year, I didn't have any knowledge of coding or hacking, so they call it, but I actually won first place in a competition with Black Girls Code, creating my own app with another group of children.
That is wonderful. We have some smart kids. And how about you, Jordan?
I personally am a computer geek, so to say. Going on this trip really allowed me to expand my horizons, learning leadership skills as well.
And there's nothing wrong with being a computer geek. And Ms. Python, you're looking for people to be sponsors so you can sponsor these children. How would they contact you?
We are desperately in need for sponsorship, in-kind donations, like computers, tablets, desktop computers. We are desperately in need of funds, money to be able to pay for buses and other items that we need on a trip to make these experiences real for other kids like Dandy and Jordan. And we will have kids from more than 30 schools like we've had in the past.
And how can people contact you? I know you have a website.
Our website is estellasbrilliantbus.org.
Estella's Brilliant Bus. And what's the contact number for more information?
561-985-1889. 561-985-1889. Or you may email us at estella@brilliantbus.org.
And these children that you educate on your bus, you teach them coding, computers, and everything. And your passions especially help those from low-income areas.
I can really relate to the kids who live in the rural areas, kids who attend Title I school, because I grew up in the projects. I know the feeling to be in an area where you cannot get to all of the services. So our whole concept is to bring the services to where the kids are. We really are seeking out and asking for local support, because we have really received a lot of support from supporters outside of our city and our county, but we're really going to be depending on support from home this time.
We have a number of churches, sororities, and other social service agencies and social groups, and I hope that they all make a contribution. Estella'sBrilliantBus.org for the Brilliant Bus Tech Tour, Estella Python, and we also have with us Jordan Alexandria Jones, and much success on your trip, July 14th to July 26th, and I thank all of you.
Thank you very much, Rodney, and we're looking forward to public support.
Thank you.